Okay, so we're up to Perek Yud, chapter 10, Mishnah Hey. So continuing on the Seder night, so after everything that we've done so far, so then Rabbi Gamliel Hayom, Rabbi Gamliel would say, this is a famous line, anyone who has not said the following three things on Pesach has not fulfilled their obligation. So what does it mean they have not said the following three things? Well, seemingly, it's the reasoning why we do the three things. That's what a person has to say, and that's seemingly what we do on the Seder night. So what are the three things? These are the three. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. We have to say Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Why? So what are the reasons behind them? Well, Pesach, al shum she pasach hamakom ha-batei avosin b'mitzrayim. We eat Pesach because, see the current Pesach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our houses, our father's houses in Egypt. Matzah, Ashum Shenig Alu Abusin Mitzrayim. We eat matzah because our forefathers were redeemed from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. So what does that have to do with matzah? Well, seemingly, right? The Haggadah talks about what's matzah so special for? Because our forefathers needed to eat this specifically because they were taken out so quickly that the bread couldn't rise. So that's why we have matzah. That's why it's connected to specifically the actual redemption from Egypt. And finally, Maror Ashum Shemiru. Hamitzrim eschayev osinu b'mitzrayim. We eat maror, the bitter herbs, because the mitzrim embittered the lives of our avosinu, of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Going further, b'chol dor v'dor, in every single generation at the Seder each year, chayev adam l'ros es asmok ilu hu yatzev b'mitzrayim. Famous words. Everyone has to see themselves as if he or she is leaving Egypt, or rather that they left Egypt. Shenamar, as it says, we got it to live in Chabiyom Hahu Leimor. Bavoraza Asah Hashem Li Betzisi Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, you should tell your son on that day, saying, because of this Hashem acted on my behalf when I left Egypt. So every single person has to ascend, because the verse is talking essentially the first person that I left Egypt. So therefore, we learn from this that every single person has to act as if they themselves personally left Egypt. Personally left Mitzrayim. Famous text of the Rambam reads, "Chayav adam leharos esmo." You have to show yourself. That's why some people have the customs of doing things like hitting themselves with scallions. Right? This is a Sephardic custom, and people have these customs because they're showing how they were in the bondage and then that they came out of the bondage. People also have this idea of putting a matzah in like a sack and putting it over your shoulder. All these things because of this very line right here, and in particular the way the Rambam understands this line and the way the Rambam quotes this text. Then, therefore, because we are seeing ourselves as if to be personally experienced leaving Mitzrayim, we are obligated to thank, to praise, to laud, glorify, exalt, honor, bless, extol, and to acclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who performed all these miracles for our forefathers and for us. What did he do? Well, he took us out from slavery and he brought us to freedom. Miyagon l'simcha, from sorrow to joy. Umeivel liyom tov, from like mourning to festivity. Umeafel leor gadol, from darkness to great light. Umeishibo l'gula, from servitude to redemption. V'nomer l'fanav hallelujah. And as a result, we say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hallelujah, right? In other words, we say hallel before God. So now that we know that we say hallel, well, how does the halal exactly work on the Seder night? So quite famously, it's a complicated halachic question how this works, but we say halal on the Seder night, but we do it by splitting it up with the meal. So we say the first part of halal before the meal, and then we do the second part of halal after the meal. So says the Mishnah, quotes Machlokas, when do we take a break in the halal to continue with the rest of the Seder, and then we'll pick up afterwards? Ad heichan hu omer, until where does a person say halal before the meal starts? Until the words im havanas mecha, just the end of the first paragraph over there, not such a big deal. Uveis hel omer, uveis hel say, ad chalamish l'mayin omayim, until the words chalamish l'mayin omayim, that's where we go up to. V'chosim begula. Now, how, when we conclude halal before the meal, we then make a bracha on the gula, we make a bracha on the redemption that we experienced. So, how is this bracha phrased? So says the Mishnah. Again, another machlokas v'chosei megula. We conclude this part of the Seder process with a bracha on the geula. Rabbi Tarfon says, what is the bracha? Asher galano v'gal es avosinu Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us and our forefathers from Mitzrayim. So in other words, he would say bracha to Hashem, and then he would say these words. But he doesn't end with a what we call a signatory for the blessing. In other words, he doesn't repeat Baruch Atah Hashem again. He just says Baruch at the beginning, says the bracha, and that's it, a short bracha. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says you make it a nice long drawn out one. After these words of that Rabbi Tarfon had mentioned, that who redeemed us and redeemed our forefathers from Egypt, then we add, so Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers, bring us to other approaching holidays and pilgrimage festivals, in peace, smeichem bevenyan yirecha, you should be happy in the rebuilding of your city, v'sasem avodasecha, joyful in your service, v'nochal sham min hazvachem, min hapsachem, and may we eat from the chagig offerings and the Pesach offerings, ad until Baruch atah Hashem ga'al Yisrael. We continue, we say this whole blessing until the end of the blessing, which has, again, Shem Hashem, which has the chasim, which has the signatory end to it, blessed are you Hashem, who redeemed Israel. That is, according to Rabbi Akiva, how we finish it. And again, Rabbi Tarfon says, you don't do that, you just do a smaller bracha. And with that, we will stop right here, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zayin.